Welcome, welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. I swear every week I get more and more excited for the episode that I have releasing. So this week's episode, literally my favorite topic to talk about right now, sales. We're going to talk about sales, my signature approach to selling, and I'm going to throw in three tips for you to implement today to help increase your sales in your business or help increase your or like help better your approach to sales and business. It's going to be great. I'm so excited. So let's just dive in really quick. I always say let's just dive in and then I have a thought. Really quick before we dive in, I have a new offer and I've teased it I think a little bit in last week's episode, but it's here, baby. Today is the day. It is dropping. I am obnoxiously excited about it. So here's the deal. I'm doing early bird, but this investment is such a fucking steal that it didn't feel aligned to do a discount early bird. So you're getting a bonus. I'm going to tell you all about it throughout the episode, but also at the end, I'm going to give you a lot more detail. So stick around for that because I am telling you, if you're listening to this episode, it's just a no-brainer. You need the program. So don't miss out on that. And let's get into this week's episode. Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in. Okay, let's give this a go. Let's record this episode. I've started recording it three times and I keep being like, no, that's not the move. So now we're gonna just go for it. So today we're talking sales. We're gonna start by talking about my signature approach to sales. And this, we're going to do this in a little bit of story form. So let's take you back for a second to 2018. I just started my business. I know I'm really good at marketing. I know I'm really good at social media. I know nothing about sales. Let me tell you what, I have never had so much anxiety in my whole damn life. The thought of getting on sales calls, absolutely not. The thought of like having to DM people and tell them why they need my services, like, no, shoot me now, absolutely not. I had such a hard time in the beginning. I am telling you, were there mindset coaches back in 2018? For sure. But most business coaches did not touch on mindset very much, if at all. And so my first coaches, like, we didn't really do a lot of mindset. And so I was just kind of told, you know, I remember this vividly. One of my first business coaches, it was like, you've created your offer. I've taught you how to create your offer. Now, this is how much you're going to charge for it. And this is how you're going to sell it. And it just didn't feel good. Now, back then, approaches to business were very different. We've evolved. We've shifted since that time. But yeah, it just felt real shitty, you guys. And so with that being said, you know, I just like felt really gross. And I tell this story a lot, but it's so funny and I want to tell it again. I was so scared of sales and sales calls that I would actually convince myself that I was sick, even when I wasn't, so that I would be able to cancel the sales calls that I had booked. So God, who even knows how much money I could have made in that first year and a half of my business if I had just like gotten on the damn calls, because I didn't reschedule them, you guys. I should have just canceled them. Straight up. Like, what the hell? I was just so nervous. So sales and I did not kick off to a great start, right? We just really fucking didn't. And you know, it took me a long time to get comfortable with sales. I did what I had to do. I was really good at it, but I wasn't comfortable with it, right? Like my first full year in business, I made over $50,000 in sales. I had multiple five-figure launches. And the real reason that I didn't make more is because, quite frankly, I didn't have the capacity to do more than like a couple launches, right, in the year, and I didn't know what to do in between, so I was just making sales in the launches. Anyway, I digress. So, you know, I would have the DM conversations. I never made a sale. Nobody really engaged with my content in terms of like my Instagram stories. No one really came to me. It was more like me having DM conversations and selling to them. So I was really, really good at that. But I didn't love it, and it gave me so much anxiety and it stressed me out, and it was like really like trading my time for money in every form of the word, because like, or the concept, because like, literally the only option for me for making money was having conversations. And quite frankly, it was exhausting. So let's fast forward. The end of 2019, I joined my first sales program. And listen, I was excited about it. I was super excited about it. I was like, this is the thing that's going to change everything for my business. And I ended up working with this coach for a really long time. And I really loved her, like really loved her, was a great person. But I ended up in a massive burnout by the end of working with her. And that's because, again, she couldn't really teach me how to sell through my content. She would touch on it here and there. But if you hear sneezes and stuff, it's Sage in the background. She would touch on it here and there, but nothing really like concrete that I could stick with that worked for me. Like there were certain things that we would learn, like, you know, blunt posts and things like that. But I was like, this is not, you know, this is not really doing it for me. It really was just glorified DM sales is what I learned. And the thing is, I was taught a strategy that I was encouraged to do on my own that she had a team doing or like supporting her with. And so it became a really toxic thing for me where I was stuck in this loop of never ending need to have DM conversations. I was encouraged to start 20, I think, new DM conversations a day. It was exhausting, you guys. I was exhausted to the max. I was making sales in my business, so I thought, oh, this is it. Like, I'm doing great. Like, you know, I hit the jackpot. I'm successful. I hit six figures in my business in total by, like, I don't know, March of 2020. And then by the end of 2020, I had made over six figures in sales in 1 year. And I was like, oh, I'm amazing. And then 2021 rolled around and I continued on that trajectory. By the end of 2021, I closed a bit more in sales in the year than I did the year before. I can't remember the exact numbers. So like two back-to-back six-figure sales years, right? And I was like, oh, like I've done it. I found myself. And then the crash and burn happened. The crash and burn is what I like to call it. Because this whole time I was trying to figure out, right, like I'm doing DM sales. I know that this works. I'm sometimes getting people to reach out to me without DM sales because I did post some dope ass content, you guys. Like I've always been really fucking good at content. It's just gotten phenomenal this year. But I've always been good at content. So I did post some dope ass shit. But I wasn't good at posting it in a way of like selling. So like I did make sales through my content back then. I always have to a degree, but it wasn't something that I can rely on as like a consistent way. Like now I get new leads almost every single day from my content because people, you know, because for somebody to become a lead, you have to know that they're interested in the things that you're doing. And that comes from them like engaging in your stuff, being open to you in the DMs, straight up telling you that they want to work with you at some point, if not right away, as well as like voting in the polls, telling you like, yeah, I'm struggling with that thing and stuff like that. It's like, there's another potential client right there, right? You become completely like, it completely confirms that that's a potential client. You know what I mean? And so with all of that, you know, being said, like I have consistently been able to bring in clients to my content, but it wasn't like the main driver. The main driver for the longest time has been DM sales. And like in 2021, I did work with a coach because that I was like, you know, I don't want to have to rely on this anymore. And she is still one of my mentors to this day. I love her with all of my heart and soul. And she has helped me immensely in my business, but it still just wasn't completely landing. And what I ended up realizing, you know, in 2022, when my whole world crashed and burned, right? The beginning of 2022 was like good. I made like three sales in one 24-hour period. I was like, oh my God, everything's changing for me. I'm gonna freak out. Like, what the hell? So I ended up doing that. And then my grandpa went into the hospital, and then we found out that he was probably going to die, and then he died. And then I like disappeared for a couple weeks, and I pushed back my launch like a month, and like things just drastically plummeted from there. And that is when I really realized, holy shit, I've been burned out since 2020. And I didn't even realize, because I was just like trucking along and doing my thing because it seemed to be working. And I was like, this is not realistic anymore. So I spent the first half of this year, 2022, trying to figure out what the fuck I was even doing. I tried out a couple things. I tried out some things for size. I went and test drove a few options of approaches in my business. And I really heavily leaned into some things that in the long run did not really align for me as the thing to focus on in my business. And things didn't really start to shift until I invested in a coach again. I needed a very specific level of support, and I needed a very specific kind of knowledge, right? I'm fabulous, phenomenal at marketing and messaging, and to a degree sales. I was. Now I'm amazing at all of it, but I was fabulous at least marketing and messaging. But I got so distracted and so lost in all the noise about what I even wanted to do, and like was so trying to be somebody that I wasn't, that I didn't even know what to do with myself anymore, right? Like didn't even know what to do with myself. So ultimately, like at the end of the day, what happened was, you know, I invest in this coach and I was like, I need help with my marketing and my messaging. And essentially, like, I went to school for journalism. I minored in business. I took marketing classes. I really understood marketing. It made sense to me, but I had a really hard time conceptualizing what I knew. So I would teach it, but like, I knew I could be teaching it better. And I would teach messaging, but again, I knew I could be teaching it better. And so working with this coach not only helped me to hone in my skills for myself, but it helped me better get a better grasp of the conceptualization of what I was teaching, which is when kind of like the light bulb moment happened. When I realized the thing that's not working with sales for so many people is that it's a multifaceted problem. It's a multifaceted problem. Everybody says, I'm not making sales in my business. Or not everybody, but a lot of people say, I'm not making sales in my business. I need to go hire a sales coach. I'm going to search on Instagram sales expert or sales coach, and I'm going to go hire a sales coach. It makes sense in theory, right? It makes sense. You're not making sales. Let's go hire a sales coach. But when you take a deeper look as to what the problem is, it's more than just sales. Now, I'll tell you right now, I've done multiple market research calls. I've had multiple conversations about this. You most likely hate sales right now. You most likely are listening to this episode and you're like, oh, sales makes me so uncomfortable. It makes me cringy. It doesn't feel good. It's disgusting. Maybe you're like, oh, it makes me think of corporate America. Like, whoa, like it just feels icky and unnatural. Maybe sales makes you feel really confused, you know. Maybe like it feels like anxiety inducing or stress inducing. Maybe it's something that you completely avoid in your business. But here's the thing. You're struggling with sales and you're feeling all those things, but you need more than just sales knowledge. Okay. So first things first, all of you have a really fucked up mindset around sales. So the first thing that needs to be handled is your sales mindset, because there's a lot of shitty things floating around the interweb of coaching, of the coaching and entrepreneur space, about all this negative shit around sales. And there's so many people that do sales so fucking poorly that it creates this really negative connotation around sales. And it fucking sucks, because I love sales, guys. Like, I fucking love it. And here's the thing. I've been the person that's like, I need a sales program. And I am here to tell you that you need a more multifaceted sales program, which is what I am going to share with you at the end of this episode. Because I've discovered what you needed, okay? I've discovered it for you because I've talked to you. I know what you're struggling with and I know what you need. And I've been there too. So I realized It's not just about sales. You have a fucked up mindset around sales. So we got to deal with that shit. Like I said, got to deal with the fucked up mindset around sales, because that will absolutely destroy you. If you do not work on that and fix that first and foremost, the rest of this shit doesn't matter. So that's number one. Number two is that we can't disregard the energetics. There is an energetic level to selling. You need to be in the right energy. I love talking feminine and masculine. And my friend had said this once and it really landed with me. And I say this all the time now. Feminine and masculine sell. Feminine and masculine with sales. Selling is actually not supposed to be masculine. When somebody goes to buy something, they're injecting their credit card or their bank account. They're putting themselves out there. They're taking the lead. They're the masculine energy in that equation. The buying is actually the more masculine energy in the buying and sales equation. Selling is meant to be flowy and feminine. And nobody does it like this, or very few people do it like this or teach it like this. Selling is meant to be feminine. So that is a big issue. People are so in your face, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but sticking their dicks in your face when it comes to sales, right? It's really just dangling in front of your face, right? Just coming at you. And that's not what should be happening. You should be opening up a portal of openness and excitement and magnetism to sell. And so you're doing sales all fucking wrong. Period, end of story. You're doing sales all wrong, and we need to change that. And that's where the energetic piece comes in. And I have this amazing energetic morning routine that I swear to you will increase your sales if you do nothing else. If you do this, your sales will increase. I am telling you, the interest in you will increase. It is the most magical thing ever. I love it. And I will be sharing it in the program, my sales program that I'm announcing at the end of this podcast episode. So it's my favorite thing ever. I do talk a lot about energetics on this podcast, so definitely go back and listen to old episodes. But I will say I've upgraded and updated my energetic techniques and my routine, and I share it with you and in this program, and it's going to make the world of difference. So it's not just about strategy, it's about mindset, it's about energetics. And then here's the trifecta of sales that goes missing. So you learn the sales, you learn about the buyer types, you learn about the sales psychology, you learn about the words you should be using that induce sales or invoke sales, you learn about all the knowledge. And that's great, but that's really fucking hard to implement if you are just learning about it. The other thing that's really fucking hard about sales is that you can't fucking implement sales if you don't know marketing or messaging. So where a lot of coaches fall short is that, not to bash anyone, because that's not what I'm trying to do, but where a lot of coaches fall short is that they have a sales program and someone's like, I think this is what I need. I can't make sales. I'm struggling to make sales. And they're like, oh yeah, this is exactly what you need. But what they're forgetting to mention is that this, and they forget to mention in their messaging as well and their content selling the program. What they forget to mention is that sales program not going to work if you don't know marketing and messaging. Because if you know the sales concepts, but you don't know how to effectively turn them into content to sell, you are then pushed back to relying on DM sales, which is what we are trying to avoid. So with that in mind, the trifecta for an effective sales or selling strategy is not just sales, but it's sales, marketing, and messaging. You need all three. So this program that I'm going to tell you all about in a little bit covers all five pieces of the sales multifaceted approach. My signature approach, if you will. Mindset, energetics, sales, marketing, messaging. You need it all. You need it all. And anybody that tells you otherwise, run from them because they're lying. Let's be real. If you're really good at marketing and messaging, maybe you don't. But the reality of the situation is that if you're struggling with selling, you're probably lacking in all three areas. And the other reality of the situation is that nobody wants to rely on DM sales in their business. Nobody does. I'm sorry. Like, that shit sucks. That shit sucks. It's not sustainable. It's not that fun. It's energetically draining. Boundaries often get stepped on. And it's just not the move. It's just not the move. I'm not saying you don't ever do it. I love a good DM sales strategy, but I don't love to solely rely on a DM sales strategy. We use DM sales in conjunction with the proper content approach to making sales. You guys, it is no mistake that my last launch of Shamelessly Rich back in like September, October, sold 7 spots all from my content. Nobody that's in Shamelessly Rich got pitched to and convinced. One of my clients in Shamelessly Rich, I sent a message to, and like we were having a conversation. I said, hey, by the way, have you thought about joining Shamelessly Rich? So I opened the conversation, but I didn't have to do any convincing. My content already convinced her. She just needed that open invitation to join us. That's not a mistake. There's no mistake that all of my Black Friday deals sold through solely my Instagram story content. No pitches from me. No DM conversations from me. Like literally people would DM me to tell me that they're joining, but that was it. Like I didn't have to convince anyone. That is because of my content and my messaging and my marketing and my strategy, because I know what the fuck I am doing, you guys. That is not a mistake. And let me be very clear. I said this on one of my posts recently. Let me be very clear that being an expert in sales does not have to mean that I sell out every single one of my offers, because there's also the element of needing the right people in your audience. So you could be amazing at all 5 of these things. Like you can perfect my signature approach to sales, and you can still have sometimes a hard time selling. And that just means that you need to get more visible, like, and you need more people, because the reality of the situation is there is a possibility that your people aren't in your audience. It's always possible. Whether you have 10 followers or 10,000 followers, it is always possible that the wrong people are following you, especially if you've recently pivoted. We'll figure that out together, though. That is what we'll figure out in my program. So that is like what I wanted to share when it comes to my signature approach to sales. And I'll tell you what, sales is fucking fun, you guys. I love selling, and I want you to feel that way too. That's what this program is all about. You will not feel that icky, nasty feeling anymore. You will figure out how to be like, okay. I'm not gonna claim this as my own concept. Because that would be shitty. I was on a market research call today, and it was such an awesome call. And something that was said was, you know, she feels like, She's like, I feel like there's 2 kinds of like selling or marketing or however you want to look at it. She's like, I feel like there's like ambulance chasing or there's like Tesla. She's like, you know, because if you're a Tesla, you just like show up and you're a Tesla and people want you. Like there's not much different between a Tesla. I mean, other than like, you know, it's electric. But compared to other electric vehicles, there's a lot more Teslas on the road than other electric vehicles. And it's not like Tesla does anything that crazy. She's like, they're a Tesla and people want the Tesla, right? And she was like, I want to be a Tesla. I want to be the Tesla of my like business kind of thing. And like, she wants people to just like, you know, come to her and all that stuff. And this approach can allow you to be that. You can be the Tesla of your industry. You can be the person that's like, oh, yep, that's who I want to come to because she's such a fucking badass and I connect with her so deeply. And it's from the way that you create your like approach to everything online. It's so good. Like this program is so juicy and this knowledge is so juicy. And whenever I say juicy, my sister yells at me, but It's the right word for this. It's the right word for this. It's exactly what it is. So let me give you 3 tips to, you know, upgrade your sales right now. The first tip, and I want to be very clear that these tips are not going to be what you think they are. They're not necessarily as actionable as you would think, because I don't want to give you tips that are like quick wins to get to this and this. I want to give you like true things that if you really do sit with them and work on them, it will change for you. So the first thing I want you to do to get better at sales is I want you to get really honest with yourself. I want you to get really honest with yourself and sit with what you are letting sales mean and how you are letting that control the reality of your business. Because a lot of you are so scared of judgment when it comes to selling that you are not selling at all. Like, I talked to a lot of people that, you know, made the point of like being afraid that people will immediately associate you with selling and they won't even pay attention to what you have to say because you're just selling all the time. That's all they associate you with. And like the reality of the situation is that with the right approach, that won't happen. That just won't happen. People tell me all the time they love watching my stories and I sell every single day. People tell me all the time, Becky, I actually love being sold to by you. I don't necessarily always want to buy from you, but I love watching you sell. Like, it's great. So it doesn't have to be like a gross thing. So I want to make that very clear. So I want you to really sit with yourself and I want you to be really honest with yourself. I want you to ask yourself, what are you making sales mean? Like, what are you making it mean? What are you making it mean? What does it mean about you if you were to sell consistently? And how is your belief about what you're making sales mean impacting your business as a whole? So I want you to do, that's the first sales tip, actually. The next sales tip is to start to actually sell. And if you're like, Becky, I literally don't even have an offer yet. How am I going to sell? Create an intensive. Sell some kind of intensive offer and join my program because I'm going to help you create the offer because you're going to actually actively sell within the program. So, yeah, sell, show up and sell. And here's a prompt for you. I want you to, so when you think about the offer that you're selling, you are an expert in something that is leading to you selling the thing, right? So for me, I am claiming I am an expert in sales, marketing, and messaging. Therefore, I am teaching you my signature sales approach. So I stick to that. I'm an expert in this. What are you the expert in? What are you the expert in? And share the story behind how you became that expert. How did you become that expert and why are you the expert in that thing? And that is why you need to work with me, right? Do that. Sales tip number three, my love, is I'm doing this on the fly, by the way. So I'm like, oh, what should sales tip number three be? I have like all of these options in my head. Make it fun. Make it be fun. Let it be fun. Enjoy the journey. Like, we'll get in the technicalities and like the strategy and the depth and the details in the program. But right now, have some fucking fun. Show your personality. Have some damn fun. Like, let me tell you what. I got on these market research calls this week and I was like, holy shit, you're fucking fun. Like, I'm so stoked that we're talking right now. But I would never know that from your Instagram. Would never. That. Not great. Be fun. Have some fucking fun. Shine. Shine bright, baby. You are a fucking star. So those are my three tips. Fucking do them. You're amazing. That is my signature approach. I hope it excites the fuck out of you because it excites the fuck out of me. And now, drumroll please. Sage did not like that. I want to introduce to you my brand new program. You know, let's just go for it. I'm like excited and I'm like, it's such a goofy but fun title, but like, let's fucking go. I allow me to introduce to you the Feel Good Sales Portal. The Feel Good Sales Portal, because sales gets to feel fucking good for you. And the whole vibe of this program is to activate your inner money magnet and blow up your sales without the cringe or sleaze. I'm sorry, but like, how good does that feel? Like, really sit with that for a second. Like, close your eyes and really sit with that for a second. How good would it feel to, you better be closing your eyes and literally visualizing this as I say this to you. My eyes are closed. I need to open them. Activate your inner money magnet and blow up your sales, like blow up in a good way, without the cringe or sleaze. I'm sorry, like, come on, does that feel good? Ugh, it just like gets me so excited because it's just so good, you guys. Okay, so let's talk about the vibe here. So this is a 6-week activating program. I'm gonna activate the fuck out of you guys. So it's a 6-week program, but it's not just any 6-week program. 6 weeks starting January 16th. So let's like get into the new year. Let's kick off the new year and then let's dive the fuck in because we've got money to make. The goal, the energy, the goal, to have the knowledge in place to be able to get yourself up to 10K bare minimum months by the end of Q1. Can't make you any promises, obvi. Can't make you any guarantees, obvi. But I've seen it happen. It's possible. That's the goal for you. The bigger goal is to get you to make some sales within the 6 weeks together because we are going to be actively selling within the 6 weeks together. There is going to be pre-work that's going to help you create your offer if you do not have your offer yet. We're going to touch on how to tweak your offer if you already have your offer. It's going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'm so excited. Ah! Okay, so anyway. So 6 weeks, live call every single week. We're going to do a little bit of teaching, a little bit of knowledge sprinkled in, and then we're going to do some activating exercises together. We're going to plan things out together. I am going to be your live coach, some hot seat coaching, baby, where I am teaching you or I'm supporting you and guiding you through things like your sales content, your messaging, your marketing approach, what works for you, how are we going to work through your mindset roadblocks. Like, we're doing it all hand in hand together. Okay. And then it gets better. Weekly activating tasks. So action items, weekly action items for you to implement because we're selling as we go, baby. And then possibly my favorite part of all of this, we're going to have a Telegram support chat, but here's the thing. Not only is it going to be accountability, not only are you going to be able to ask me questions throughout the week, but also while you are selling and we are going through this program, I am going to be simultaneously selling with you. I have a launch that will be parallel to that program. And so every single day after I do my things within my business for the day, for selling and all the things, I'm actually going to come into Telegram. And actually, let's like under promise, over deliver. Let's say at least 3 times a week. I'm going to come into Telegram and I'm going to actually record a voice message and explain the thought process behind everything that I did that day, why I did it, explain how I approached it, what the intention is behind everything that I'm doing. You guys, what? It's so fucking good. I can't even take it. I'm literally so excited for this program. You have no idea. So it's phenomenal. Again, 6 weeks. So let me tell you, okay, sorry, I'm like all over the place because I'm so excited about it. 6 weeks, live support, like you and me, baby, and everybody else in the group. It's gonna be an awesome community vibes, learning a lot of really dope shit, walking away like feeling like the sales queen, king, sales, whatever you want to call yourself, expert. You're going to feel amazing about selling. You're going to love selling. You're going to be obsessed with selling. You're going to feel as good about sales as I feel about sales. You're going to be on top of the world in your business. It's going to be amazing. The investment for this, like, hold your breath because, and then you're going to gasp because it's going to be so amazing. $997. You guys, what? $997. This is probably the cheapest thing I will launch this year when it comes to this level of access and support from me. This is also the cheapest this program will ever be. This program will either, no, it's definitely going to be something that runs live again. That's my assumption right now, but it's never going to be this cheap again. Like, this program should probably be at least $3,000. Like, it's that insane. I'm so fucking stoked about it. But we're going crazy, and I just want to help you guys in the beginning of 2023. So we're doing this, $997 or three payments of $360. Now, if you really, really want to do this and you cannot swing that payment plan, you need a longer one, please reach out to me because I don't want the length of the payment plan to be what holds you back. Like, we can do a little bit of a longer payment plan. But those are the options right now, $997 paid in full or $360 for a three-month payment plan. The first four people, well, it was five, but somebody already signed up at the time of recording this. I don't know how many spots are going to be left at the time of this going live, but in this moment, the first four people to sign up for this program, and it'll like be mentioned on like the checkout page or something, so you know if it's still available, but even if it's not, you still obviously need to sign up. The first four people to sign up for this program are getting a bonus one-on-one 60-minute coaching call with me. What the fuck? A bonus one-on-one 60-minute coaching call with me. That's a $397 value. I feel like an infomercial. For free. Just for being one of the first. I'm so excited. Okay, so this has been a long podcast episode because I'm so fucking excited about this offer. It's obnoxious and it's insane. So now you know, the Feel Good Sales Portal. Activate your inner money magnet and blow up your sales with the cringer sleaze. It's going to be phenomenal. We start the week of January 16th. I'm so fucking excited. Call times will be determined based on prior, like the majority availability. If I can't find a time that works for everybody, I'll pick the two most popular times and we'll flip-flop each week. Or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I'm so fucking excited and I love you and I can't wait for you to join. I hope this episode was super valuable. I had so much fucking fun recording it. And with that, I am done. Like, that is all I had to do. That is all I had to share. And I hope you have an amazing week. I can't wait to see you sign yourselves up for this program. All the information, like the link to learn more and to sign up, will be in the show notes. And I will catch you next week on the If She Did It podcast.